Now we're going to spend a little time exploring right speech. Rest your hands on your knees, palms up or down, whichever is most comfortable. Let your back be gently straight, arms and shoulders relaxed. Drop your chin slightly if necessary. You can simply drop your gaze in front of you or allow your eyes to gently close. Allow your attention now to focus on the physical sensations of the breath. This may be the movement of the belly or the chest or the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allow your attention to focus on those physical sensations for a few moments now. What do we actually mean by right speech? Is right speech just about being accurate and truthful? Or is it something more than that? How important is right speech? What effect does it have on others and on ourselves? Is it possible to change habits of speech that we've built up over a lifetime? If so, how do we go about doing that? How can right speech contribute to happiness? The 16 guidelines say to use right speech is to speak with insight and sensitivity. Right speech is about communicating in a way that is caring rather than thoughtless, honest rather than deceptive, and encouraging rather than belittling. It is about using our speech to spread kindness and warm-heartedness, to help people connect with each other and themselves, to inspire, bring hope, and take away fear. What does right speech mean to you? Most of us can probably recall a time when we talked about another person in an inappropriate or thoughtless way, when we gossiped about someone or criticized them behind their back or had a laugh at their expense. Can you bring to mind a recent time when you did this? Perhaps over a coffee, on the phone, or online. How did you feel at the time? How do you feel when you remember it now? Next, bring to mind a recent occasion when you were able to use your speech in a more positive way. Perhaps you made time to listen to someone or to help them, or just shared a friendly word. Perhaps you sent an email, text, or card to someone who needed it. Can you bring to mind an example of when you communicated in a particularly positive way? How did you feel at the time? How do you feel about it now? Each of us holds extraordinary power through the words we choose to say or not to say. The following exercise is an invitation to explore how we speak, what effect it has, and what options we have. Start by imagining that you're waiting at a supermarket checkout. It's the end of the day, there's a long line of people, and you're tired and keen to get home. Make the situation as vivid and lifelike as you can, as if you were an actor in a play. You're looking down at your basket or trolley full of shopping. Then you suddenly realize someone's pushed in front of you. You can't see any good reason for them to do this. They don't have a child. They don't look old or frail. And so you make a gentle protest. Do that in whatever words come naturally to you. In response, the person who has pushed in front of you turns around and insults you. Their body language is aggressive and their words are harsh and painful. Allow yourself to feel the shock of being insulted out of the blue for no good reason. Visualize this angry person in front of you in line at the checkout. And imagine exactly what they say to you. It doesn't have to be much. Just identify a specific phrase and say it to yourself, just as they might. Now we're going to explore three possible ways of responding to these harsh and painful words. When someone says something to us in anger, our instinctive response is often to retaliate with defensiveness and anger ourselves with a similar tone of voice and intention to hurt. Even if this is not your normal way of behaving, allow yourself to do it just this once. What words do you say? What tone of voice are you using? What effect is this way of speaking having on the other person? What effect is this way of speaking having on you? Now, step back out of this scenario for a moment, reminding yourself that this is only an exercise to explore the power of speech. Take a long, slow breath. Relax your shoulders and hands. Soften your eyes and stomach. A second option is to respond with harsh words by saying nothing and withdrawing. Once again, imagine yourself back at the checkout. That same person pushed in front of you turns around and insults you with the same and harsh, painful words they previously said to you. Instead of answering back, stay silent and turn your attention inwards. How do these words make you feel? Are you experiencing hurt, anger, defensiveness? In a spirit of kindness, gently allow yourself to connect with these uncomfortable feelings. Have you experienced these painful feelings before? What do you need to be able to let go and move on? Now, step back out of this scenario for a moment, reminding yourself that this is only an exercise to explore the power of speech. Take a long, slow breath. Relax your shoulders and hands. Soften your eyes and stomach. Now, let's explore a third option. Instead of retaliating or withdrawing, we can use these words as an opportunity to practice engaging in a more positive way with the person who has spoken them. Take yourself back to the supermarket checkout. Imagine that same angry person is in front of you saying harsh and painful words, just as they previously said. This time, take a calming breath and allow yourself to reflect on how they might be feeling. Suspend any judgment about right or wrong and simply consider why they are so angry and upset. Could there be a deeper reason for their disturbed state of mind? What unmet needs or unhappiness might lie behind their harsh and painful words? Instead of responding with anger or withdrawing, see if you can allow your heart to soften and feel kindness towards them. If you want to reply with words, what do you say? What tone of voice are you using? What effect does this way of speaking have on the other person? What effect does this way of speaking have on you? This exercise is not just about standing in line in the supermarket. All day long with family, friends and work colleagues, we have the choice whether to speak in a way that retaliates, withdraws or engages. Each of these communication styles have their place, but at the very least, it's important to be able to step back and consciously choose how we wish to speak. Developing our capacity for right speech is the work of a lifetime, but the rewards are inconceivable. Every time that we can speak with insight and sensitivity, we bring more happiness into the world. May the practice of right speech enrich your life and the lives of those around you.